Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 2, His Achievement. They enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. Luke 5, verse 6. I enjoy documentaries about butterflies, and I am now more amazed at these little creatures than I have ever been. How a caterpillar turns into a butterfly continues to baffle scientists, many of whom use the word miraculous when trying to explain this incredible metamorphosis. Hundreds of changes occur in the cocoon, from the formation of a reproductive system to the sense of orientation for migration, all of it continues to be a mystery. It is obviously God's doing. When Jesus called the first disciples, the first item on his agenda was to convince them that he, not they, would be the one to achieve their mission. Everything that they had and knew how to do would be transformed by God's power into something completely different. They had to learn to trust His way, not theirs. When Jesus finds them, they have been unsuccessfully fishing all night and are now washing their nets, which means they are done for the night. Having taught the crowd from Simon Peter's boat, Jesus instructs him to put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Luke 5, verse 4. Being a professional fisherman, Peter objects to the seemingly senseless command. Peter knew that the effective net fishing in the Sea of Galilee happened at night, yet it is broad daylight already. However, he relents. Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets. Luke 5, verse 5. Oh, the surrendering but that we all need so badly. When Peter lets down the nets, a miracle happens, and they catch so many fish that their nets begin to break and their boats begin to sink. Yet it was Jesus who achieved these results. They would go through quite a metamorphosis in their personal lives and in their ministry. From then on, they would be catching men. Yet it would be God's doing, not theirs. The success of God's mission is not subject to our skills, tools, and know-how. It depends entirely on the presence and action of Jesus. Our salvation and calling are completely His doing, His achievement, and His success. And He delights in saving us, assuring us, and giving us wings.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!